Welcome to the Unified Modeling Language Notation for Data Flow Diagrams subunit. This is the fourth subunit of the Process Mapping unit. There are entire certifications in UML and object-oriented designs. It is not our intent to cover this volume of material in this lecture. Rather, we use this subunit to introduce the three UML diagrams that are relevant to workflow analysis and process redesign. We will cover each diagram's purpose and notation. Remember, in the main set of slides for Unit 2, we introduced the concept of ISO 5807 flowcharting notation to diagram a process. In this subunit, we will provide further details about the ISO 5807 symbols and conventions. We will describe the standard diagramming symbols and conventions so that you will become familiar with standard flowchart symbols and be able to read a flowchart and understand the data or process flow being communicated. We will also give examples to help you understand how to use standard symbols to document and communicate a process, and then be able to create your own process diagrams using standard flowchart forms. Each of the methods for diagramming a process covers different process aspects. Unified Modeling Language has diagrams to represent each of the process aspects that we are interested in for process analysis and redesign. These include use case diagrams that represent the context in which the systems operate, process and data flow steps, information content, any information transformation that occur or should occur, the order or sequence of the steps involved in the process, including flow control and state, and the role of the persons completing the steps in the process. There are 13 different types of UML diagrams. We will cover three of them here. Unified Modeling Language is a standard developed and maintained by the Object Management Group, frequently referred to as OMG. The first UML standard, UML 1, was released in 1997. OMG states the rationale behind the creation of the UML standard was that visual software modeling was plagued by the incompatibility of different notations created by different modeling gurus. The absence of a standardized notation deterred potential users, and as is an inevitable result, the modeling tool market was tiny and fragmented. UML is for software design and development, not workflow or process representation. UML adapts and incorporates notations that existed in the early 1990s, such as flowcharts, Jordan, Gaines-Sarson, and entity relationship diagrams. UML notation was developed to support visual modeling in the development of software, and later to support using the models to automate software development. UML provides different diagram types that represent aspects of computer software, such as functionality, data content, and data movement, but not physical process steps. Many IT professionals are trained in UML. Thus, workflow analysts may encounter UML diagrams in practice. Therefore, we present in this module how to read UML diagrams rather than detailed training on how to create UML models. There are three types of UML diagrams. We will cover one type of structure diagram, the class diagram. We will cover two types of behavioral diagrams, the activity diagram and the state machine diagram, and we will not cover any interactions diagrams. A class diagram is a model of the information stored in a system and is analogous to the ER diagram. A class diagram shows static information content, for example, data that are collected or used in patient care. Data collected and used in the diagnosis of tuberculosis are shown on the diagram in the slide. Class diagrams show the data in boxes and the relationships between the data, called associations. Like entity relationship diagrams, class diagrams also show the minimum and maximum times an instance of one class can be related to an instance of another class. This is called cardinality and modality of the relationships. A class, shown by a box, represents the information collected, generated by, or used in a process. An association, shown by a line, represents relationships between the information. Where an entity relationship diagram shows only the number of times data can be related, class diagrams employ more types of relationships, including aggregation, composition, and inheritance that are designated by different arrowheads. Navigability, that is the direction of the relationship, is shown by an arrowhead. Cardinality and modality of the association are shown by numbers on the line. It is easier to see these relationships in this larger view of the example. Similar to a flowchart, an activity diagram shows movement of either task, steps, or movement of information. In UML parlance, this is called the dynamic aspect of a process, or simply behavior, as opposed to class diagrams that show the static aspects. Although activity diagrams have a significant number of features in common with flowcharts, the symbol set is smaller. Activity diagrams focus on the movement rather than using symbols to differentiate types of data or types of task steps. An activity, shown by a long rectangle with rounded corners, is a task that is performed either by a person or a computer system. Motion and direction, shown by lines with arrowheads, indicate the flow of the process or information. Branch points in a process, shown by either a diamond or a heavy horizontal line, indicate when more than one option or path exists by which the process can proceed or the information can flow. The start and stop of a process or information flow are shown by circles. In this simplified activity diagram example, the process starts when a patient calls to schedule an office visit. The receptionist answers and attempts to schedule the appointment. If a mutually convenient time is found, the appointment is scheduled. If not, the process ends. When the scheduled date arrives, the patient attends the visit or not. The process is complete when the office visit is over. A state machine diagram, also called a state diagram, shows the different states, also called statuses, allowed as a thing moves through a process or as information is processed by a system. For example, a prescription may have the following statuses: requested by a patient, or authorized by provider, sent to a pharmacy, filled, and not filled. State diagram symbols are simply rectangles that show states and lines and arrows that show transition. This simplified state diagram example corresponds to the previous activity diagram example. The process starts when a patient calls to schedule an office visit. the receptionist answers and attempts to schedule the appointment. While trying to find a mutually convenient time, candidate time slots are marked as tentative. When a time slot that will work for both the patient and the practice is found, the appointment is scheduled. That state remains until the appointment is arrived, or the patient has arrived. At the end of the time slot, visits that have not been arrived are marked as missed. If the time slot has been marked as arrived, it is given a status of complete when the claim form is entered, that is, when the patient is leaving. Importantly, the diagram shows valid transitions. For example, according to the diagram, a scheduled slot can go to states of arrived or missed, but a scheduled time slot cannot go directly to a status of complete. UML is an international standard and is maintained by the OMG. The standard is freely available from the OMG website. These references are provided for your use.